75 years ago, a young explorer named Everett Ruiz rode off alone into the Utah wilderness and was never heard from again. The mysterious disappearance of the 20-year-old artist and writer baffled thousands and inspired several books and a film. Now a team of geneticists and forensic anthropologists has finally put the mystery to rest. From member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Jenny Brundine reports.
For decades, people captivated by a young man's mysterious disappearance in the Utah wilderness were consumed by one question.
Did he purposely leave this world in some way, either vanish into the Navajo country or commit suicide? We don't know.
W.L. Russo, author of Everett Ruiz, A Vagabond for Beauty, looked for answers in a large cardboard box full of Ruiz's papers and letters. In one letter, Ruiz says he doubted he would ever go back to civilization.
The beauty of this country is becoming a part of me. I feel more detached from life and somehow gentler. I have good friends here, but no one understands why I'm here and what I do. I've gone too far alone.
Ruiz did try city life. He was raised in Los Angeles and moved to San Francisco during the Depression. He tried to make a living at his art, cutting wood block prints and writing poetry. But even as artists like Ansel Adams and Maynard Dixon reached out to him, Ruiz turned his back on city life. He said it drained him and left him uninspired. Author W.L. Russo said that contributed to the intrigue of the young artist.
I think we have built a mystique about Everett Ruiz. It is a story of a person who is not enchanted with the world as he finds it, with the commercial world, and he wants to find his own way, which is what a lot of young people want to do.
Starting at age 16, Ruiz, along with two mules, immersed himself in the beauty of the Southwest terrain. For 4 years, he wrote, painted, and sketched, enchanted by what he saw. In November 1934, Ruiz stocked up on supplies in the town of Escalante. He headed into the empty expanse of Davis Gulch, frequented only by sheepherders, cattle rustlers, and outlaws. Ruiz never came out of the desert. Filmmaker Diane Orr says clues were few.
The halter from the burrow, and they did find Nemo inscribed in a cave.
Nemo was an alias Ruiz took on later in life. Nemo, as in Latin for nobody. Or some wondered, was it a reference to Jules Verne's mysterious outcast Captain Nemo? Search parties were sent out after the young artist. His mules were recovered, but no other traces were found. Theories on his disappearance flourished, ranging from random violence to noble suicide. Rhea Jensen once attended a Mormon church dance with Everett Ruiz.
I just don't feel that he ever committed suicide. I don't think he had an actual death. I think something tragically happened to him.
And she was right. Last year, the story took another turn when Navajo Denny Belson learned a great family secret from his sister. Their grandfather said he'd witnessed a young Anglo boy with two mules being chased and murdered by three Ute Indians west of Bluff, Utah. Out of respect, their grandfather said he'd buried the young man in a high crevasse. With his sister's directions, Belson searched the site their grandfather had described. He found a saddle on a ledge and nearby a crevasse with human bones in it.
And I saw the top of the skull there, so I looked at it, I looked around, and I knew it was him.
Belson had never heard of Everett Ruiz, but David Roberts, a contributing editor with National Geographic Adventure magazine, had, and he helped put the pieces together. It's laid out in detail in the magazine's current issue. First, reconstructed facial bones perfectly matched photos taken of Ruiz. Then, Robert says, Ruiz's nephews and nieces donated saliva samples to compare with the victim's bone DNA.
And that proved absolutely critical in cracking the case.
For those who have followed the mystery for decades, the news of the find was shocking. Author W.L. Russo.
To me, it's almost like the death of an old friend. I've had the image of Everett Ruiz disappearing in the wilderness for so long that it's hard for me to adjust my thinking to realize that he's been found.
But cracking the case has raised even more questions. Why was Ruiz's body found 90 miles from where he was last seen, and how did he get there? Why was he killed? Was it a simple robbery? Meanwhile, the Ruiz family plans to cremate Everett's bones and scatter them over the Pacific Ocean, just as his parents were after their deaths. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.
And you can see how Everett Ruiz's remains were verified by coming to our website, npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.